Good morning. We continue Chayyadim Hichu Shabbos, Klal Chaf. We're still discussing our introduction to Siman Aleph. We left off that the definition of Yatzei Lettuce Boy has a range, and a person has to be machmer in both directions. So let's clarify that halacha, that concept. What does it mean if they're machmer in both directions? So the first half is obvious. You cannot allow food, water, to reach the temperature of Yatzei Lettuce Boy, because maybe you're doing Bishul. So we don't know how hot that is, but it might be even such a low temperature as the temperature of 110, 113, 120, different numbers that we've mentioned. So you'd be machmer and say, I can't put water in a place where it'll reach 120, or because maybe that's considered Bishul on Shabbos, so I'm machmir to be concerned about that. How does it play out of chumrah in the other direction? So let's say water is 150 degrees hot, and you want to move it to a place where it'll reach 170. So once water is cooked and it is hot, it's not considered more bishul if you add more heat. So water, which is 170, which is Yatzei Lettuce Boy according to all opinions, if I warm it to 180, I've done nothing in regards to malacha. Once the Yatzei Lettuce Boy, moving it to warmer, hotter, is not considered a malacha. But if 150 is not Yatzei Lettuce Boy, and Yatzei Lettuce Boy only kicks in at 170, and I move it from 150 to 170, I've done bishul. So by saying that the Yatzei Lettuce Boy was only reached by the higher temperature, if I have food liquid which is under the temperature, and then I'm not allowed to move it to that temperature, because since it hasn't reached Yatzei Lettuce Boy yet, according to this thought process that 150 is not Yatzei Lettuce Boy, when you move it from non-Yatzei Lettuce Boy to Yatzei Lettuce Boy, you've done the Malach of Bishul. So that's the chumrah which plays out. For example, let's say a person that leaves food on the blech, and so he leaves multiple pots sitting on the blech, and some of the pots are over the fire. The fire is not such a high fire, so the water, the temperature of the pots which are over the fire is 180, 190 degrees. There's pots which are further away, which are not as hot. The metal, it's not directly over the fire. The metal conducts heat. The pots get hot, but they're not going to get the same temperature as the pots which are over the fire. So the pot over there, let's say for argument's sake, is only 150 degrees, which is still quite hot, but according to this, it's possibly not Yatzei Lettuce Boy. Now, a person takes the pot which is directly over the fire off, let's say that's the soup, and serves the soup. They want to move the pots which are further out, closer in, over the fire. So they cannot do so, because potentially they're doing bishul, moving the pot which is 150 degrees over the fire and raising its temperature to 180 degrees is considered bishul, if you assume 150 is not Yatzei Lettuce Boy. But let's say you would say you have a pot which is 170, you want to move it over the fire, and it's going to reach 200. So it's added 32 degrees of temperature. That's not a problem, because it is already cooked. It's Yatzei Lettuce Boy. That's the temperature which food is cooking. Moving it hotter does not make it more bishul. There might be a different concern if it's not fully cooked. Moving it to a place where it will cook more quickly is a problem of bishul. But something which is fully cooked, but it's bishul now is a question of just of heating up liquid. We define bishul by Yatzei Lettuce Boy. There is an opinion which might disagree with that, in saying taking something which is Yatzei Lettuce Boy to the point that it's boiling vigorously would, yes, be a problem of bishul. But for our argument right now, we're going to assume that's incorrect. So that's an example where potentially the upper end of Yatzel Edespo can play out a chumra. They were concerned it's not Yatzel Edespo yet, and therefore moving it to over the to a place where we get reach. Yatzel Edespo was considered bishul. I just want to go back to the point we mentioned yesterday in regards to skin temperature. Looking up in the information online, it indicates that the average skin temperature of a woman, average skin temperature of their hand, which is cooler than some of the other parts of their body, the skin which is over their torso is warmer, but the hand temperature of a woman, the skin temperature, is 82 degrees. So if you picture something is 82 degrees and you now touch something which is 113, it's 30 degrees hotter than your hand. That's a significant gap. Actually, the average hand temperature for a man is higher than that. So the gap will be less. But we understand the concept of Yatzel Edespo with these even with these low numbers. If you picture 120 Yatzel Edespo, that's 40 degrees hotter than the woman's hand. That's a significant gap in temperature to the point that that's considered, people would relate to that as being not warm, but hot. Have a good day.